Well, that's awesome. And the reason why it's awesome is because there's no reason why you shouldn't be thinking about innovating and taking whatever is available to you, even if it's undocumented or maybe it's a path that hasn't been blazed before.
That's Dave Carroll. Dave is no stranger when it comes to using Salesforce to create innovative solutions for developers. Years ago, he started developer evangelism here at Salesforce, and during that time, he saw a sales engineer using client-side JavaScript to access the SOAP API.
His work came across my desk, and I saw that he had hard-coded some SOAP into a JavaScript file. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of cool, except hard-coding this doesn't seem to be like a good idea. And so that's where essentially the JavaScript SOAP client, which ultimately was the Ajax toolkit, came about. Now, this was done because, as I think my career shows, I have a passion for the developer experience for our developers on the platform. I was curious and I wanted to see what I could do with JavaScript on the platform and the SOAP APIs. And I wanted to then make that available to our community. So I just started building it. Things have come a little bit full circle. And this is another thing that you find when you're in the industry long enough, in that we now have a Salesforce CLI that is built using JavaScript. In this case, it's Node. Part of that is a couple of libraries that are exposed, the SFDX core library and some other libraries. Again, JavaScript libraries, which kind of, in my mind, look like modern Ajax toolkits for interacting with the platform.
I'm Josh Burke, a developer evangelist here at Salesforce. And on the Salesforce Developer Podcast, you'll get news and insights for Salesforce developers by Salesforce developers. Dave is now Senior Product Manager on the Salesforce DX team, and I wanted to talk Salesforce CLI with him. Dave also co-created the earlier inception known as Force CLI, and I wanted to ask Dave, how does the CLI operate within the larger Salesforce developer experience?
Again, this gets back to this concept of SFDX core libraries. So the SFDX core libraries are JavaScript node modules that hoist up functionality that is leveraged by the CLI. And ultimately, what I'd like to do is put all the effort into these core libraries such that the CLI becomes just a client of the core library. And what that enables us to do is be able to present all that functionality to other clients. So if you think about a VS Code extension that wants to do a push command, instead of invoking the CLI to do that, it could use the core library and invoke it from there.
Now, what Dave describes here gives this amazing level of power and flexibility. It lets the CLI be modular and provide plugins for a wide variety of solutions. But you know that old saying about power, right? How do we maintain all of these plugins? Well, it's called Oak Cliff. And what's Oak Cliff, you might ask? That's okay. I did too.
Yeah, Oak Cliff is an interesting project. You know, I mentioned that Heroku, one of the key technologies that was embraced and loved by people that use Heroku is the command line interface. And that has been through several iterations its own self. As a matter of fact, David Dollar started working on the Salesforce CLI or the Force CLI using Go, as that was kind of an investigation to see if that's the direction that they wanted to go for the Heroku CLI. Eventually, it started off with there's a Go application, the Go was run Node, and Go wasn't very extensible at that point in time, and so on. And so they went with pure JavaScript. And as the technology around JavaScript and Node was changing, the V8 engine is getting more and more performant and all these kind of things, Heroku decided to yet again reimagine what the CLI would look like. And instead of building a very specific Heroku purposed CLI, they decided instead to make it a platform. And Oak Cliff is the open CLI framework. It's essentially a platform for building CLIs. They don't need to be specific to Heroku or Salesforce. And with Oak Cliff, you have a common framework within which to build commands, right? The CLI is all about topics and commands within those topics. But there's a lot of CLIs and everybody kind of starts from scratch almost. And so the process of parsing flags, the process of parsing arguments, a standard user experience where your flags have a certain format, is it lowercase, is it lower camel case, is it kebab case, whatever, these are defined and hopefully adhered to so that the experience is as good as possible within a CLI.
If somebody's listening to this episode right now, and they're like, Oak Cliff, CLI, Node, this is my jam. And they're thinking, I'm going to build a plugin. Is there a plugin that you would love to see the community just pile onto right now? Like something either to assist in the development of or creating something completely new?
Yeah, I would love. So here's another thing that's a bit tricky in the DX world. And the DX world is all about two things, really. One, the developer experience and developer workflow, setting up your environment, setting up a scratch org, integrating with source code control. And all that's pretty good. But when you're developing, you need access to some kind of data so that you can test what you're developing against, right? And rightfully so, I think that admins are concerned with the model that we've kind of promoted to this point, which is write a query to export data from your sandbox or production org, hopefully your sandbox, and we'll transform that into something that you can then import into a scratch org. But the problem with that is a lot of admins are asked not to give developers the kind of access they need to be able to execute that kind of query. And not only that, there may be sensitive information. PII is a big deal, right? And so, you know, with the tools that we've given today, there's no way to mask PII. You basically have to give a developer read everything access in the sandbox or wherever else they're pulling the data from. So what I would love to see, this would be amazing, is somebody to develop a plugin where I could give it a set of objects, just the names of the objects. And then the plugin would go inspect the schema, evaluate the schema, analyze the schema, and then generate a set of test data. Maybe it's 100 records for each object. It doesn't have to be huge. We're just talking develop here. And that way, I would be able to satisfy the admin need for security, as well as give the developers the ability to quickly and easily spin up synthetic data for their development tasks.
Now, speaking of admins, where do you think that they sit in perspective to the Salesforce CLI? Is the CLI really a developer-centric experience? Is it something that admins should kind of know the functionality about so that when they're talking to developers, they're aware of the things that developers can do with it? Or is Salesforce CLI something that admins can possibly kind of try out for themselves on their own?
Well, so it's an interesting question, the way you phrase it. So the CLI itself, I think, is not a good fit for admins. The functionality that is enabled by the CLI is a good fit. We have a lot of work to do to kind of recenter the world. Developers are generally the minions of admins. Sorry, developers, but the admins are the ones who go into those meetings and have to report on the status of the projects that they're working for, that you're working for them to achieve. And we have a lot of work to do there. Now, I have painted the vision of DX, especially around DevOps, what the advantages are to admins if we could get this work done. And they're like, I think that would be awesome. So as an admin, I want to know where my project is in its development cycle. Is it in testing? Where is it in the pipeline? Is it in unit testing, acceptance testing? What packages do I have and what versions do I have? If I'm a multi-org admin, I may have different versions of different packages in different orgs, and I need to understand that right off the top of my head. I need to be able to see that. I also want to be, as an admin, the person who clicks the button to deploy whatever package I've developed into the next stage in the pipeline. In other words, maintaining command and control over the DevOps process. If I can give an admin the ability to roll back some changes that were published into a production org, back to a previous version, then the admin now has confidence. They don't have to take a sweat every time that they deploy something to production, knowing that if in the worst case scenario, it can be rolled back. There's these data sets. There's the orgs themselves. If there's any cost incurred via sandboxes or some other thing, the admin needs to be aware of what's being consumed by his or her group of developers and other admins. And so there's a lot of ways that DX can really help out the admin. But like I say, I think we have a lot of work to do to get there.
Now, before we go, I had to ask Dave his opinion on something else he is a subject matter expert on, barbecue. And more specifically, where can you get the best barbecue?
Well, I'll have to say that I've been to barbecue joints in Atlanta, Memphis, Nashville, Austin, Seattle, Chicago, New York. But my favorite has to be Salt Lick Barbecue in Austin, Texas, or just outside of Austin, Texas. Oh. Very authentic, and they do it right all the time, very consistent.
That's our show. Thanks for listening. To learn more about Salesforce DX and the Salesforce CLI, head on over to Trailhead. Learn more about this episode, including links and show notes, at developer.salesforce.com/podcast. To keep catching more of the Salesforce Developer Podcast, subscribe with your podcast platform of choice.